Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone Williams, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down here on today. For God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and open up with a couple of announcements on today. You know, we come before the Lord with thanksgiving and praises always in our heart. Because guess what? Hallelujah. That's what's going to help you get through that day. I know sometimes things can be going bad. Glory to God. But when you open up with a praise, hallelujah, that'll push all that you're going through out of the way. And you begin to say, Lord, I know you got this. No matter what's happening, I know you got this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead with our announcement. I wanted you to understand and keep all these announcements in mind because, you know, it's something when you can just hear the Spirit of the Lord online. You know, a lot of people are going to church and some went back and some didn't. I understand. But, you know, ministry, you know, we just do our online ministry, glory to God. And God is still moving by his power and by his Spirit, says the living God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead with our announcements on today. I want to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night. We have one word from the Lord every Tuesday, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Keep in mind, everything is you're going through, hallelujah, they will preach about it. Glory to God. They don't know you, hallelujah, they haven't seen you, but guess what? The word of God will tell them, oh, hallelujah, this is what I want you to say right here, hallelujah, and glory to God. So don't miss it every Tuesday. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want you to contact them on Facebook. It'll be, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and tell them what you need, glory to God, so they can counsel you. It's nothing wrong if you need a little counseling, glory to God. You know, sometimes people always say it ain't nothing wrong with a little something else that you need, but it ain't nothing wrong if you need a little counseling every now and then, hallelujah. You can go and pay people to lay on their sofa all this money, $200 an hour or more, glory to God. I'm sure you can call them and hit them up. Hallelujah, on Facebook and tell them what the need may be. And if you move on down on Tuesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. So I want you to tune in and hear what Elder, hallelujah, is saying, hallelujah, from the straight from the Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The songs she sings, they're so awesome. They just prophetically sung. God gives them to her. And you know, he makes them up and gives them to her to give to the people of God. So I want you to come on in and hear what God is saying, what God is doing. He's doing a great and mighty work in his kingdom. So come on in and be a part of it. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I am the first Hour of Power. Hallelujah. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to come on in and listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. Just move me out of the way and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in his last and evil days. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and you can go get you some water, juice, Coca-Cola, whatever. You want to go get you some chicken, hallelujah, then you can do so. And then you come back in 30 minutes, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome, awesome word from the Lord. Glory to God. She tell it like it is. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And you don't want to miss it. Glory to God. And I also want to tell you that she is an author. She has 2 books out now. Hallelujah. You know, I know the, you know, it's coming up, Christmas, and, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up. Well, you can get a good head start on yours and go ahead and purchase it. You know, I think they're $1.99, glory to God, hallelujah, or it may be $2.99. Don't quote me on that, glory to God. But whatever it is, I'm sure, hallelujah, glory to God, you will enjoy it and you can buy it for someone else. Because God is good, hallelujah. You know, you're also sowing seeds into a ministry, hallelujah. That's what you got to think about also, hallelujah. And read the book. It's a very, very good read, both books, volume 1 and 2. So I encourage you to come on and get yours and hear what God is saying in these last and evil days and hear what God is doing through Ministry Lane. She's an author, hallelujah. We got an author in the house. Oh, my God, my God. It's nothing like you can't beat God's giving. You cannot beat God's giving. You cannot, I say it again, beat God's giving, hallelujah. When you give and you sow into a ministry, you know, he'll give it back to you, especially if you're sowing on good ground, hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to partner. And if you would in partnering, we're only asking for $25 or more. That's not a whole lot. I know everybody can, you know, you can give $25 or more. You just think about it. Hallelujah. We was talking about it the other day. And I know how prices have skyrocketed, but understand, we serve a God who already knew this. We serve a good God that can help you with this. We serve a good God that owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. And all that beast that he has up there, he will break us off some of it. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and sow into the ministry and hear what God is saying and see what God is doing. He's doing some great and awesome things within the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you want a life-changing word and you want to change your life and become who he calls you to become, hallelujah, then go ahead and partner. You will receive many, 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 many perks all the way from Monday down through Sunday, and it starts back over again. It's an awesome, 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 awesome inspirational words and just awesome things that you will get. Hallelujah. So just come on in and partner. Just go ahead and put them $25 to the side now and just contact either of us. We have Facebook pages and tell us where you want this $25 to go. And guess what? We'll send it to them. If you can't get it there, we will. We're all under the same umbrella. Glory to God. That's one thing about it. Hallelujah. So if one get wet, it starts from the head down. Everybody gets saturated. Oh, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead now and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I hope you woke up this morning with a grateful heart and said, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, and giving him glory, giving him honor, and giving him praise. Hallelujah, because if it had not been for the Lord on your side and open those eyes and let that blood start running warm in your veins, it wouldn't have happened. Oh, my God. Isn't that something? We don't do things on our own. Nah, we never do things on our own. Hallelujah. It's the Most High God that does this. Don't think, well, you know what? I woke up this morning. No, you didn't. You can't say, well, I woke up. No, you didn't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God woke you up. He said, Lord woke me up this morning, and he told me, hallelujah, my God, to go and do this and do that. Glory to God. And he told me that, you know, to continue on down the road in this journey. Hallelujah. And he let the blood run warm in my veins. Hallelujah. You give him glory and give him honor and give him praise for what all he has done. Because everything that he does, hallelujah, is good. Because he said in his word that everything that he made was good. So you know everything that he do, hallelujah, for us. Hey, my God, it's good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one. So we're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you on this day for your comfort, your peace, your love, your joy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, how you watched over us on last night, Lord. And you gave us, Lord God, health and strength and clothed us in our right mind on today, Lord, to come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praises in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing and all the things, Lord God, that you're going to do, which we haven't even seen yet. Eyes haven't seen or ears haven't heard, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, right now, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Let them hear your voice, Lord God. Let them hear, Lord God, a word that will change their life on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the word saturate on their heart so they sin not against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let every word stick with them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we push all distractions out of the way so they can hear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They'll be able to hold on and not let go in this season, because this is a season where prayer is much needed, oh God. And prayer shall go forth, Lord God, even the more right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. For everyone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's coming to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, deliver them, Lord, heal them, and set them free in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Don't let them get stuck in a rut, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, oh my God, that you're there and you send your angels, Lord God, to call them out, to lift them up on high. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we pray for the children on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let them find you, Lord God. Send someone by that they will hear your word from, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and make a quick turnaround. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you're a God that will heal. You're a God that will set free, Lord God. You're one, Lord God, and not like man, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that will give your children good gifts, Lord God. Because you said every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for opening doors that no man can close, and closing doors no man can open. Because every door that a man opened, Lord God, we shouldn't go in without praying first, and believing that you're telling us which door you want us to enter. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh Lord. And we praise your holy name on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Every door is not for us to go in. Every time a door is open and they say, come on in. Because someone is about to walk into a door. They think it is good ministry. Well, it's not. Just because they open a door, hallelujah, that don't mean you got to go in it. You make sure that God wants you to go in that door. Pray about that thing first. Hallelujah. Every door that's open, it's not for us. Hallelujah. Every door that's open, we're not to go in it. Because you don't know what's going to lie behind, what's going to be lying behind that door just to get you in and then everything going sour. So just be careful about trying to go in places just because you say, oh, this is the Lord. He opened the door for me. No, you ask him first. And if he said, you know, my child, then I said, by all means, walk in. Hallelujah. With your head hung high and your chest stuck out. Good God Almighty. Walk right on in. Hallelujah. And possess the land. Good God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on today. I want you to turn with me to Daniel Chapter 3, Daniel chapter 3, when the heat is on, what are you going to do? Are you going to bow down to things that's not like God? When the heat is on, are you going to believe God that he's going to help you with all that fire going on around you, or are you going to just go ahead and bow down to sin? Hallelujah. When the heat is on, glory to God, hallelujah, you say, well, I'm just going to go ahead on and I'm going to do this on my own. Or are you going to believe God that he's going to help you? Let God be God and every man be a liar. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Let's move on. We're going to start at the first verse, Daniel chapter 3, when the heat is on, hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 70 cubits. And the bread is thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Now look, he was going to create a golden image here. And you know, that's a sin to worship any other thing besides worshiping God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You don't do that, glory to God. He said, don't bow down to nothing but God, hallelujah. But you know, that's a different story. So nowadays, people will bow down for lies. They'll bow down to sin, hallelujah, glory to God. But you said, don't do it, glory to God. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes and governors and the captains and judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. In other words, he had built this thing, and you know, hallelujah, like I said, he said, don't bow down, hallelujah, to no golden images. You know, people bow down to their cause. People think about, okay, hallelujah, they'll make their cause their God. They'll make other things their God. They'll even make people their God. No. You don't bow down to none of that, hallelujah, glory to God. Because if you stand and you stand there for it and you believe what God is saying, watch what he'll do. So many times you bow down to money, glory to God, because you'll do anything to get it. But guess what? It's soon going to run out, hallelujah. Then what you going to do? You got to go and bow down to the same sin or go and do something else again. But let's move on. Then the princesses, the governors and captains, the judges, treasurers, the counselors, the sheriff, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. In other words, see, he had created a golden image. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know that's a sin. You don't bow down to stuff like that. You know, the only thing, like I said, you bow down to is God. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Hallelujah. He said, reference no man but God. Hallelujah. But you do. You also create your children. Hallelujah. You let them be your God sometimes. They can tell you what to do and what they ain't going to do. And, you know, I don't want this and I don't want that to eat. But glory to God, you know, hold up, wait a minute. Now, just think about this thing. Now, you know, amen, you know, groceries and everything have gone up. Yes, it has. Either you eat what's on your plate, you know, that's what it used to do it. Either you eat what you got on your plate, or you can just go to bed hungry. Hallelujah. That's what they used to do. But the children are telling them, you know, and the parents are bowing down. Well, you know, I don't want that. I don't like that. Okay. All right, well, you could at least try it. Hallelujah. Well, you know, we're budgeting now, so guess what? We have to budget the food, and you know you want something to eat later, don't you? So you need to eat this. If you don't want to eat that, then, hey, that's it. Glory to God. But, you know, parents are letting the children tell them what to do now. You know, I don't want this, and I don't want to do that, and I don't want this. It's a sin. Don't let them do that. Hallelujah. You're the parent. Stand up and be the parent. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 4. Then and herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and language. O people, nations, and language. I look this word of herald. It's just someone, it's an announcer. Whatever king tell him to do, he got to go and tell them to do it. Because if he didn't, I could imagine what would happen to him. Because if he didn't go and do what the king told him to do, then you could imagine what probably would happen. He probably would have killed him. But that don't mean, you know, you got to bow down to all that. Glory to God. See, they didn't know who God was, so guess what they do? They were bowing down to the king. That's what they were doing. Hallelujah. But they didn't know this God. Hallelujah. When you know that you know that you know the real, true, and living God, you ain't going to bow down to sin. But you know, people will try to get you to do it. It happens. I see it all the time. They'll want you to commit a sin. And then you know what? She ain't who she supposed to say she was. He's not who she said he was. Glory to God. And all kinds of stuff. But be careful about who you're bowing down to and who you're listening to. Let's move on to verse 5. That at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sack, but psaltery, zuclamber, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And he told him, whenever you hear that music, everything that you hear, when you hear it playing, you better bow down to it. That's what he was telling them, and that's what the king had told him to say. You better learn how to bow down to it. Don't bow down to stuff like that. That's why in this season, you better know who God is for yourself. You better know this true and living God. You better know this word of God, so you won't bow down to the sin. You listen at all people talk all kinds of stuff, and they'll tell you, well, you know, it's okay to do this, and it's okay. But understand, it's sin. Hallelujah. No, I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. I'm not going to bow down to that sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care. And well, you know what? It's okay. They've been going to the nightclubs and everything, so it's all right. Ain't nobody going to see it. Come on. No, that's it. Don't do it. Hallelujah. You go in there, somebody, you're going in there to get somebody saved. When you come out of there, you're going to say, hey, glory to God. You'll be shaking it and dropping it like it's hot. So here's what you don't do. Don't listen at it when they're telling you stuff like that. They'll tell you, well, it's okay. You go ahead and skip your ministry. You ain't got to go every time to turn around. You don't have to go to the church. You don't have to go in and listen to prayer. You don't have to do, you better can all you can while you can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Jesus is the return. And you're going to be held accountable for that you know, especially when the doors were open for you to learn. The doors were open for you to come on in and be a part, and you didn't do it. So you better know what you're bowing down to. Let's move on, glory to God, to verse 6. And whoso falleth not down and worshipped shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Glory to God. He was telling them, if you don't bow down when you hear this, when you hear all this music, hallelujah, and all these playing all this music, and you don't fall down and worship it, they're going to put you in that furnace. Glory to God. Well, understand, aren't you glad that man don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, glory to God? And aren't you glad that God gives you choices? You have a choice to serve him, or you got a choice to serve Beelzebub. How about that? That death, glory to God. He don't make anybody serve him, hallelujah. We were created, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. We were created for his purpose, to be used by him, glory to God. But he don't make you do it. You don't have to do it. He's not going to make you, hallelujah. Let's move to verse 7. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sounds of the cornet, the flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nation, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. So they did bow down to what they were supposed to bow down, because he told them, if you don't, now you can imagine, it scared them whenever you see about that fiery furnace, glory to God. But you know, you don't have to get put in a furnace. Just think about it. You don't have to be over there in that fiery furnace. You ain't even got to get burnt up. Hallelujah, glory to God. So don't bow down to that. People will say, oh, you think you're something. Well, just let them say what they say, because we in a season where you better learn to walk with him. And you better learn the what not to do and the what to do, glory to God. Because you know what, hallelujah, when it all said and done, hallelujah, whatever you do, hallelujah, that's what's going, hallelujah, really determine where you go and spend eternity yet. So don't worry about them. Just forget about them. Sometimes you have to kick them to the curb. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. It's okay to kick them to the curb. Just tell the Lord, Lord, go over there and send somebody over there that can pick them up off the curb, because I know they're not going to hear me. And you know, you have those things that's going on in your mind, that Satan trying to beat you up, telling you, okay, it's all right to do this, and it's all right to do that. No, hold up, wait a minute. You can get off. This way you're getting off it and getting out, because I'm not doing it. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, let's move on to verse 8. Wherefore, at that certain shouting, Wherefore, at that time, a certain shouting came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sounds of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. So see, here they come, telling on somebody, glory to God. You see, well, see how it works, hallelujah. Glory to God. They're going to go and tell on the Jews. Hallelujah. Thinking they're going to, I guess, get kudos, or he may give them a few, you know, gold nuggets or something, but they're going to come and tell it. Hallelujah. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And they also going to come and remind them what he said. I'm sure he didn't forget what he said. Hallelujah. You're living in a time now where you make sure that you love the Lord with all you've got. Now is the time to come forth and decree and declare who is God in your life. Hallelujah. If you're going to serve God, serve God. If you're going to serve the devil, then serve him over there. But you can't be lukewarm in and out, because he said, I spew you out my mouth. Hallelujah. And you know, he also said, thou shalt have no other God before me. In Exodus 20:2, that's exactly what he said. So you can't put stuff before him. Hallelujah. And then they're going to remind him about the fiery furnace, okay? Let's move on, verse 12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Huh? So they're telling on them. You see, they didn't do it. They didn't bow down. So you have an option not to bow down. So make sure you don't bow down to sin, because it's a sin to serve any other God. If you ain't serving the true and the living God, it's a sin. It's a sin, hallelujah, when you know, you say, well, you know, I bow down to my husband. Listen at this really careful. I'm not telling you not to do what you're supposed to do as a wife. I'm not telling you to do your duties as a man, glory to God. I'm not telling you not to do your duties, amen, glory to God. But you understand everything in its place. But you bow down to nobody but God. Said, hold up, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do that. If you the cook, cook. I know, you know, nowadays, you know, it's probably cheaper to eat out, to tell you the truth. But, you know, if you won't cook, cook. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You wash clothes, you wash clothes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you won't do for him, then do for him. Glory to God. But make sure, hallelujah, that you only bow down to God. You make sure home is taken care of. Then you go and you start to pray and you worship and you be with the Lord and spend time with God. He didn't say, just go ahead and over here and let all this over here, your home be tore up, children tore up from the floor up. He ain't saying that, glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's a whole sermon for another time. So I'm going to send you over to One Word from the Lord, my leaders, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and they'll break all that down to you. Let's move on to verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. They brought them to him. Hallelujah. He said, bring them here. He was angry because they didn't do what he said do. Well, don't you know when you serve God, you ain't got to worry about that. Hallelujah. As long as you serve in the Lord, the true and the living God, you ain't got to worry about that. So just make up your mind whom you're going to serve. You know, some people are in, out, up and down. And if things happen in their lives, then it's okay, you know, it ain't no God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm not serving that God you're serving. I can talk to somebody one time, but I don't know what I believe. But here's the thing about it. They should definitely believe in God, because you know what he did? He had told me, you know, this is what I want you to do. This person was pregnant. They was going to have a baby. And he said, this is what I want you to do. I'm like, Lord, now hold up. Now, you know how they are now. You know, they get kind of loopy. They get kind of crazy now. I said, kind of loopy. I'm like, okay now. I said, wait a minute. I said, Lord, you sure? And so he told me, yeah, this is what I want you to do. So I told them, you know, and they received it. And God did. God saved that child. He did. From some sickness that was coming. Hallelujah. From something that he knew, hallelujah, was going to be devastating for them, but he saved it. Yes, he did. And they were saying, well, I don't know what to believe. You need to believe in him, hallelujah, because he saved your child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was a blessing from the Lord. Glory to God. Let's move on. But 14. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? He said, now, is it true? Let's see what they did, see what they told him. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear. See, he's going to give them a second chance here. Hallelujah. He can give them a second, a third, but they knew who they served. They knew who he was. They said, hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music. You shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? See, he didn't know that he served the one and only God. That was just a figment of his imagination, that little image he had built over there, hallelujah, which was going to rust or whatever, hallelujah, glory to God. He didn't know, hallelujah, the true and the living God, because he would deliver you out of everything. Sometimes you may go through a fire, but you understand he's still there with you. He have not forgotten. And sometimes we go through, we don't go through to make it us bitter, but we go through for God to make us better. So when we go through all these trials and troubles and we get in the fire, sometimes the fire can get so hot. This over here happening, hallelujah. The car break down, hallelujah. Something in the house will tear up. The children acting up in school, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't have enough to pay my bills, hallelujah. And the fire can get kind of hot and steamy. But one thing about it, don't you turn away and don't you bow down. You keep on going because God will lay somebody, hallelujah, glory to God, in your pathway to bring you some groceries, to bring you something that you need, glory to God, to help you to pay your bills, and you won't have to do anything and everything to do it. Just don't to get it. Just don't you give up. That's what you got to do. Don't you give up. You hold on with all you got. Hallelujah. If you got to hold on with the very life in you, just continue to hold on. Because guess what? Pretty soon, he going to send somebody to deliver you. He don't, it's not to make you better, but it's to make you better. If you never go through the fire, never go through trials, never go through tests, you would never pray. Well, everything is going all right, hallelujah. What about it? You won't pray. You won't, hallelujah, glory to God. You know what we won't, hallelujah. But when something hits you, then you get down and you get the, hey, man, you get the slobbing and all that kind of stuff and don't care who see you, and you got to rush to the altar to get someone to pray for you. You're calling online and you click on so somebody can pray for you, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, you don't have to wait to that time. You can do it now. You want to store your prayers up so whenever things happen, you'll have something pulled down from heaven. Good God Almighty. Lord, I thank you. Oh, glory to God. So Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We have no need. Hallelujah. See, they didn't know who their God was. He didn't know. He didn't know the true and living God. All he was thinking about was he was king, so you do what I say do. Nah, it wasn't like that. It wasn't going down, brother, like that. Nah, we ain't got nothing to say in the matter. You know, he said he's going to keep us safe, so we ain't worrying about all that. We serve a great God. We don't have to bow down to you. Hallelujah. We don't have to bow down to that image. We ain't got to do that. Let's move on to verse 17. And if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, okay? And he told him, so look, we ain't got to do that. We don't have to bow down to you, brother. I don't have to bow down to you, sister. I don't have to bow down to that sin you want me to commit. Because I serve an awesome God. And guess what? He's going to get me out every time. Hallelujah. I don't have to do that. I don't have to come half-stepping before the Lord. I'm going to come fully and holy. I don't have to be in the middle. I don't have to get stuck in the middle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I serve a God that's going to get me out. He's going to get me out one time. He ain't going to get me out two times. When I call on him, he'll get me out. I might have to sometimes stay and suffer a little while in the fire, but he's going to make sure that I am perfectly, oh my God, wanting for nothing. Everything we're going to be taken care of. He's going to make sure you don't use what you got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may have to stay in it a little bit to learn the lesson. When he tells you to be careful about your spending, hallelujah, then you say, well, I tell Lord, I need your help over here, Lord. I ain't got no money, Lord God, to pay my bills. You know how to say it. That's how I ain't got. But, you know, to you who wants me to be more professional, I don't have, Lord God, the money to pay my bills, Lord. If that's what you want to do, hallelujah, my God, good God Almighty. But that's what you'll say, hallelujah. But you know what, hallelujah, you don't have to go down like that, hallelujah. Listen at what he's saying. Because in these days, he's telling her how to operate. Hallelujah, with your finances. He's telling you how to pay your bills and get them paid off. He's telling you, hallelujah, it's up to you to put the plan in action. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 18, hallelujah. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. He was telling, we are not going to do it, brother. We are not bowing down to that man. Hallelujah. Because they knew who they served. They knew they served an awesome God. Hallelujah. So they were not going to bow down to what he was telling them to bow down to. Hallelujah. My God. He called himself, going to give him another chance. Back up a little further up. Go give him another chance. He could have kept that chance. He could have gave it because they wasn't going to bow down. When you know who God is in your life, you won't bow down to that stuff. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. In other words, he was mad. He was probably hot almost as a furnace. Glory to God. And the form of his visual was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1,000 times more than it was wooden to be heated. In other words, it was saying that his facial expression changed. So he got angry with them. He gave them old angry, dirty look like, I don't know who y'all think y'all is. I am the king. Hallelujah. And you do what I say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they didn't care because they knew who their God was. When you know who God is, you ain't got to bow down to that stuff. Hallelujah. Some people make their cause their image. Hallelujah. Which is a sin. Hallelujah. To make their cause. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. To bow down to the cause. If somebody just touch them, you know, they'll have a fit. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Be careful about making that call your God. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Some make their children their God. Well, you know what, JoJo, they, I know my child. I've heard it too many times. I know my child. My child ain't did that. Glory to God. You don't know what them children do. When them children get around you, they'll do anything. Hallelujah. If I know I got some. Hallelujah. My God. And I never breath that. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 20. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. So see, he was angry because they didn't bow down to that sin. Hallelujah. They didn't bow down to them golden images. So don't bow down, hallelujah, to your those images. Don't bow down to your children. Put them in their place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put them in their place. Do a self-checkup. Do I bow down to my children or will I pull them in their place? Hallelujah. My child, I know my child. You don't know. Hallelujah. Yeah, you live with them, but you don't know what they'll do. They'll do anything sometimes. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, my mama's going to take up for me. My daddy's going to take up for me. Yeah, true. Let's keep moving. Okay, hallelujah. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hoses, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning furnace. Oh, my God. Do you know the people that they, the gods that they told them, throw them in there, hallelujah, glory to God, just think about it, hallelujah. It burnt them too. Hallelujah, glory to God. So they got rid and they bound them and they cast them in the midst of the burning furnace, hallelujah. Well, they was in the midst of the furnace, glory to God. They just throw them up in there and they burnt them too, just throw them up in there. When you get in that fire, continue, hallelujah, to lean on the Lord. Don't forget about who you are and what you are in Christ Jesus. Let's move on, verse 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Okay, they was in the fire. Sometimes you may have to go through the fire. But, you know, sometimes God, he sends you, hallelujah, in this fire. It's a refining fire to remake you, to let you know I'm here. I'm going to take care of you. Whatever you need, just call on me. Hallelujah. Although the fire might get hot now, but you ain't going to come out, hallelujah, smelling like smoke. You ain't going to get burnt up. You know, you said sometime, Lord, get me out. I need you to get me out of this real quick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But sometimes you're going to have to stay there and marinate just a little bit. Let's move on. Verse 24. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his council, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. In other words, they were not burnt. They were walking around in there praising their God. Lord, I thank you because I know you were going to take care of me. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, you won't let me get burned up in this fire. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, you said, Lord, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I know you shall deliver us out of them all. Lord, I thank you, Father God, because I am your child, Lord, and I believe you, Lord God, and I know you're going to take care of me, Lord God. Everything is going on in this life, huh? Oh, my God. Everything that's coming, that's trying to burn me up. I know, Lord God, you can pour water on the burning flame in the name of Jesus. So I decree and I declare, Lord God, that you are my God, and nobody can stray me away from that. I'm not going to bow down to this sin on this day. Glory to God. Can you imagine how they were walking around and praising the Lord? I said, Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you get loose, son, just shake yourself loose, son. Begin to praise the Lord. Sometimes, you know, you have to get a little crazy in praising the Lord, and people will look at you crazy. Hallelujah. But that's okay. You know where you came from. You know where he brought you to. You know how he brought you out. You know how he brought you over the mountains and the hills and the valleys. So you cannot stop praising him. My God, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move 26. Hallelujah. No, let's move 25. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Glory to God. So he done went in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There were four men in there. Hallelujah. Don't you know it scared them to death? They didn't know. I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. Who is that? Hallelujah. He is always on the scene, whatever you're going through. So don't bow down to different things that you know ain't right. Don't bow down to sin that you know ain't right. You know it ain't right. Don't bow down to images that you know ain't right. You know it's a sin, hallelujah, to worship your car, which some do. You know it's a sin to worship men, which some do. You know it's a sin, hallelujah, to worship a woman, which some do. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning furnace, fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. Now he want to call in the Most High God after he done seen what his God can do, what their God can do, glory to God. That his little image ain't got nothing on him, glory to God. And he don't care about what he said, bow down to his image. He know what nothing going to come out of that now. So now he want to say, the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. I understand, when you go through fire, it ain't going to have no power. But the thing is, you got to keep on keeping on. And what I mean by that, you got to keep on praying. You got to keep on seeking God. You can't just stop. Well, you know what? I don't feel like it tonight. Nah, you got to keep on keeping on. You got to keep on living for him, living for the Lord. Don't let nothing stop you from living for the Lord. Hallelujah. Even in your midst, when you're going through that valley experience, don't stop. Because guess what? He's going to bring you out every time. Hallelujah. It may not be the way you want him to bring you out, but he's going to bring you out. And he'll always tell, he'll always give us a lesson whenever we're going through things and then we come out. Lord, what lesson is this that I'm to learn? What lesson are you trying to teach me? Not to go out there and get all these bills. Not to go and get all this stuff that I can't pay for. Not to just go out there buying, buying, buying all the time, spending every nickel, penny, and dime that I got every time I think I got to go shopping. Now, hold up. Let me tell you something. It's nothing wrong with going shopping. It's nothing wrong with you doing what you're supposed to do. Make sure you pay your tithes and your offering first, okay? And then you can go and buy your little something. But you also got to learn how to save, too. Everything you see on sale, hallelujah, glory to God, that don't mean you purchase it. Glory to God, just because it's on sale. Hallelujah. If you don't need it, why get it? I know some say, you know, maybe somebody else can use it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I understand that. But sometimes you got to just say, I'm going to take this and I'm going to put this up for myself so I can create me a little nest egg. Hallelujah. So if something happens, then I have something I can fall back on. I have something, hallelujah. If I need money, then that way I can go and get it, hallelujah. My God, just because, glory to God, it's on sale, that don't mean you buy. Let's move on, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Their heads signed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of their fire had passed on them. In other words, nothing they had smelled like smoke. Everything that they had on was fine. The hat wasn't burnt. Hallelujah. The clothing wasn't burnt. The shoes wasn't burnt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? See, he said, entirely, you won't want nothing. When you're going through and you continue on down the road, you will not want anything because he's going to make sure. Although you're going through the fire, he's going to make sure that you've got everything you need. See, right here, they had everything they needed. Hallelujah. None of their stuff didn't burn. The clothing did not burn. They weren't burnt. Hallelujah. They, you know, just think about it. The beard wasn't burnt. Nothing burnt. Everything was fine because God is going to make sure that you, while you're going through, you're going to have everything you need. Just don't quit on God. So sometimes people will quit on God whenever they start to going through. But don't quit on him. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any God except their own God. Hallelujah. Oh, now he want to talk. Okay. He want to talk about their God. You see, he'll show up and he'll show out. Hallelujah. And they'll be wondering, well, how did they do that? And how did they get there with that? They were always going through. But, you know, sometimes, you know, people don't understand. They see, hallelujah, your glory, but they don't know your story. Hallelujah. You know, and it ain't for them to know unless you're telling it. And God tells you to tell it as a testimony. That's okay. But they can see where you are now. But they don't know where you came from. They just know bits and pieces because you tell it. Hallelujah. But they don't know all the fires and all the floods and all the things that happened in your life and when you went through, hallelujah, when you didn't have and you didn't even tell nobody sometimes. You just kept on keeping on and kept going. When you didn't even couldn't put gas in your car, glory to God, hallelujah. They couldn't even see different stuff. They just see it then, and then they want to talk. Oh, Lord, lay it down, hallelujah. Let's move on. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language will speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Look what happened. After they did not bow down, hallelujah, to his foolishness, they went right on and he promoted them. So when you don't bow down to what's going on in your life, and you don't bow down to man's sin, hallelujah, no matter, glory to God, because you know nowadays people are calling the wrong right and the right wrong. Glory to God. But when you don't bow down to none of them circumstances, guess what happened? God will promote you. He'll elevate you through your season of fiery furnace. Glory to God. It tells it right here. You see what he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? The king promoted them through their fiery furnace because they didn't bow down to them, the images he had not made up. So just make sure you're staying, hallelujah, and you're standing. When all you done all you can do, just stand and stand there for. And watch God and let him be God in your life, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you say, well, Lord, I love you, I love you. You love him long as he's giving you something, hallelujah. You come for the fish and the loaves. But are you coming just for him to use you in a mighty way to go and tell others about, oh, my God, what they need to do to be saved and how he can bring them out and he'll take them over. Hallelujah. Every heel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My goodness, my goodness. So when the heat is on, hallelujah, don't bow down. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If you desire prayer, we have a few minutes. Glory to God. Don't bow down. Hallelujah. When you in the fire, stand and stand there for. Because we serve an awesome God. He's going to bring you out every time. Hallelujah. Like I said, you might have to stay in a little while, but you're going to come out. And you ain't going to smell like smoke. Entirety. Hallelujah. And you ain't going to want nothing while you're going through. Amen. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the one. So guess what? I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is saying that he said, I will keep you. Hallelujah. You know, there's someone, hallelujah, glory to God, that people are looking for you to fail. They're looking for you to fail. But God said, I'll keep you. You keep your mind on him, and he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. If you keep your mind, stay on me. So that means you've got to stay in his word. They're looking for you to fall, hallelujah. But keep your mind focused and keep your mind on God. Although you've been going through, guess what? You ain't going to come out smelling like smoke. Because when they see you, hallelujah, you're going to have your head throwed up in the air, glory to God, and you're going to have your chest stuck out. You can wear your stilettos. You can tote, amen, what your Michael Kors or whatever you want to tote, glory to God, hallelujah. It's okay. But whenever they see you, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, they're going to see God's work and see what God has done in you, hallelujah, my God, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Father. I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I give my life to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages, Martha Williams and Prophetess Martha Williams. And let me know that that was you, because we want everybody, hallelujah, to have a piece of the cake that needs to be saved, hallelujah, to walk in his righteousness and give him everything you've got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. I got to say this, hallelujah, I'm seeing it. I see someone has a rash. There's a rash on your leg, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, we're going to pray, hallelujah, that God will heal that rash, Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we decree and we declare right now, Lord God, that the healing of the rash is gone right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know, Lord God, that you can heal it. So, Father, we said heal it right now in the name of Jesus. No more itching, Lord God, no more irritation. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now that that rash is gone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, Ministry Elaine is coming up next. You'll have time to go get you some water, some juice, soda, whatever you may want. Hallelujah. And food. Hallelujah. And you can hear an awesome word from the Lord. God is speaking. If you only turn on your listening ear, because sometimes you turn on every ear but the right ear. You turn ears to gossip. You turn ears to people saying negative things about other people, but you won't turn it on to the truth and the living gospel, the word of God. Hallelujah. But turn your ear on to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to Ministry Lane. Hallelujah. On this day. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Hallelujah. And now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome rest of the week, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.